Welcome into the Jaguars.com post-game report presented by EverBank. The Jaguars victorious over the Pittsburgh Steelers preseason game number one, 23-21 victory. I think the really thing that really jumped out at you was the performance of the offense in that first half. Blake Bortles had a very nice night, 11 of 15. He had three drops, so essentially could have been 14 of 15. And the competitive nature, you love it, but at the same time, we'll get to that in a minute.
Holding our breath.
Yeah, hold your breath a little bit. But a great start for Blake in the offense.
And, you know, they had the one three and out, Jeff, but it was a three and out because of a dropped first down pass. An easy pass. Should have been caught, should have been a first down. So the thing that really plagued this offense last year is not being able to stay on the field. They controlled the clock. When that first unit is, they dominated the time of possession. They got first downs. They scored when they needed to. I thought the offensive line, for the most part, was very good at protecting, displacing the defensive line, running the ball physically, and then Blake Bortles was great. So, you know, outside of the injury, which I know we'll talk to about here in a little bit with Julius Thomas, it was great. It was a great first showing for this offense. And they did it the majority of the time against the first defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is going to that team we just played tonight will contend for the AFC North title.
And let's go ahead and get to the Julius Thomas injury. Just got done talking to the head coach, Gus Bradley, and Dave Caldwell, the general manager, was in there. And I may get the terminology wrong, but a non-displaced minor fracture of his hand. They don't expect it to be anything serious or to require surgery or fixing. But they did say that he would miss the remainder of the preseason, which you kind of chuckled about because, you know, we were like, hey, let's just put him in bubble wrap.
Blessing
anyway,
in disguise.
Get him ready for the regular season.
Guy doesn't need to learn how to play football. He knows how to play football. Listen, you're holding our breath the entire time when we talked about it in the booth. When he went down, I first thought it was his lower body because the way he got hit. Then he goes up, gets his hand looked at immediately. And we didn't hear anything for the whole first half. And you and I were talking. It's like, usually no news is good news. In this case, it's bad news because if it was nothing serious, the team would have communicated with us much sooner. With all that said, I saw Julius Thomas walk in the hallway. His spirits looked up. He had the hand covered, but it didn't look like, you know when a guy's hurt seriously. You can tell by his body language, his demeanor. If that's the case, it's a minor fracture, and all he does is miss the preseason, fine by me. Let's get him ready for opening day.
Let me ask you, if you were in that position, a minor fracture of your hand, you get to miss the remainder of the preseason. It's not such a bad thing.
Well, first of all, my position, I could play with a minor fracture, but I'd say only in the regular season
I
play.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's a big deal. I really don't. The only thing that hurts a little bit is the timing between him and Blake.
And a young quarterback.
And that's the only thing. But you know what? They'll get plenty of time. And the way Blake is throwing it right now and the way he handled himself in the pocket, I thought it was great.
Let's go back to the early part of that ball game. And Greg Olsen, I thought, really worked hard to establish what the identity of this offense will be. Now, we obviously didn't see an open playbook, but I really liked the physical aspect of the way he ran and called the game early on.
Yeah, they're going to be a physical team, Jeff. They're going to try to control the line of scrimmage. They're going to try to dominate that side of the ball. That's Doug Marrone's mentality as an offensive line coach. He watches how those guys work. He's all about being physical with the hands, moving your feet, moving guys. That's what Greg Olsen wants to do. Greg Olsen believes that's how you help a young quarterback get better. You protect him and you run the ball. And if they can do those two things and they can build on tonight, this is an offense. Listen, it's the preseason, so we always get too excited or too down. That's what we do as in the media and as we do as fans. But I feel pretty good about the prospects if this team can build on what we saw tonight.
A lot of focus on the center position, left guard, left tackle. But let's start with the center position. It's one of these situations, really, where me and you both will watch a lot of film to really kind of take a closer look at it. But for the most part, both of those guys had to do pretty well because the offense was productive when both of them were on the field.
I was surprised that they didn't get Stefan Wisniewski in earlier with some of the other first-team offensive linemen. So, obviously, I'm guessing what that means is next week in New York we'll see Stefan.